The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Every Day Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Every Day Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Every Day Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. And you know what we have this hour. Of course, we have Medal of Honor Monday, which I will get to here in just a moment. We're going to talk about, well, something happened at USC on one of these college campuses with the protests. We'll talk about that. Some military matters about some of the rot that's happening inside and so much more, including some good news out of the GOP, I think. But anyway, before we do any of that, you know what time it is. Every single Monday at this time, start of the second hour, we do Medal of Honor Monday. We just take a citation. Whenever you do some, whenever you earn one of these things, they write up what you did. It's called a citation. They're all free. They're all available online. You don't have to subscribe somewhere. There are a bunch of different websites. But we take a citation and we read it. That's it. This is to honor these men and to honor their deeds and to hold something better up in front of the next generation. It's not enough just to sit and scream at your kids these days and you too, but you have to give them something to aspire to. And we take suggestions. Remember, you can email love, hate, death threats, and Medal of Honor suggestions to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you have one you like, one that's maybe related to you from your hometown, whatever it may be. Hey, Jesse, I enjoy your Medal of Honor Monday. Very much like you, I'm an amateur historian. I've studied political and military history since I was a child. Anyway, I recently retired from law enforcement, took a job at a local school district. I love that. In the lobby, I read this amazing story of a graduate of the school and a Medal of Honor winner. His name is Steve Karopchik. Steve Karopchik. It's spelled weirdly. It's spelled with a K in case you ever look it up, by the way. I hope you would give the wonderful young man some notoriety. P.S. Since I work at a school, I can send you all the crayons you could eat. Says thanks for your service. That's not very nice. But anyway, the Medal of Honor citation is quite nice and quite amazing. This is from the Vietnam. Here it is.
Ready, aim, fire.
Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
Did I just say the Vietnam instead of from Vietnam? The Vietnam? The Vietnam War. Look, anyway, here it is. For a Stephen Edward Karopchik, Stephen Edward Karapchik for conspicuous gallantry in intrepidity and action at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty while leading the 3rd Platoon, Company A, on a flanking maneuver against a superior enemy force. First Lieutenant Karapchik observed that his lead element was engaged with a small enemy unit along his route. Aware of the importance of quickly pushing through to the main enemy force in order to provide relief for a hard-pressed friendly platoon, he dashed through the intense fire into the open and hurled colored smoke grenades to designate the foe for attack by helicopter gunships. He moved among his men to embolden their advance, and he guided their attack by marking enemy locations with bursts of fire from his own weapon. His forceful leadership quickened the advance, forced the enemy to retreat, and allowed his unit to close with the main hostile force. Continuing the deployment of his platoon, he constantly exposed himself as he ran from man to give encouragement and to direct their efforts. A shot from an enemy sniper struck him above the heart. But he refused to get, he refused aid for the serious injury, plugging the bleeding wound with his finger until it could be properly dressed. As the enemy strength mounted, he ordered his men to organize a defensive position in and around some abandoned bunkers where he conducted a defense against the increasingly strong enemy attacks. After several hours, a North Vietnamese soldier hurled a hand grenade to within a few feet of First Lieutenant Karapchik and two other wounded men. Although his position protected him, he leaped up to cover the deadly grenade with a steel helmet. It exploded to drive fragments into First Lieutenant Karapchik's legs, but his action prevented further injury to the two wounded men. Severely weakened by his multiple wounds, he continued to direct the actions of his men until he succumbed 2 hours later. First Lieutenant Karapchik's heroic leadership, unyielding perseverance, and selfless devotion to his men were directly responsible for the successful and spirited action of his platoon throughout the battle and are in keeping with the highest traditions of the U.S. Army. And I'd say the more the man has earned taps, wouldn't you? Now, let's talk about leadership for just a brief moment. I dog on officers all the time. I don't care for them. I have always been very honest about that. I was an enlisted guy, and I don't care for officers. But I need to add a couple disclaimers on that. One, there's a reason. And two, man, when you get a good one, he is everything to you. And I need to explain why. Leadership is not something every man possesses, obviously. And leadership is something men in combat, I mean, they need it all the time. Men need leadership, but in combat, you're desperate for, absolutely desperate for somebody. If you're scared, it's loud, it's crazy. Somebody direct us. Somebody tell us where to go. And then that same somebody leads that direction, putting himself in the most danger, not the least. Now, the reason I can't stand officers is, and this is for every single officer listening to the sound of my voice, those guys who are still in, I just want to remind you that if you're there to further your career, get promoted, hopefully get some stars on your arm one day, on your shoulder boards one day. If that's the motivation for you being there, your men will know. They will know. You can look at them like a bunch of dumb enlisted grunts. Men know when their leader isn't really a leader. And it's devastating for men in combat if that comes out. It is devastating. Have you ever heard the saying, and it's a very, very true saying, it would be better to have an army of donkeys led by a lion instead of an army of lions led by a donkey? It's an old saying, but it's a saying about the importance of leadership. If you happen to get an officer, a young first lieutenant like Karapchik, you would follow that guy into hell and back. Your men also know when they have a leader who cares for them, who wants to fight alongside them, lead them, who wants to defeat the enemy, and he's willing to put himself in the same harm's way they are, do the same digging, eat the same food in the same mud. Men know that guy. And I didn't have many of those guys. I think I had two in my entire 4 years in the Marines. I believe I had two. But man, I could tell you their names and social security numbers by this point in time, because they're the best. If you are a young officer or an older one and looking to change your ways, your men will know if you care for them more than you care for yourself. You can think, you can lie to them about it, I'll cover it up. Your men will know. And the most important person on the battlefield is the leader out there. And you hear a guy like that rallying his men, leading, putting himself, jumps out of a ditch to cover a grenade to protect his men. There's nothing better than that. Those are the best. Because they don't have to do that. Right? Officers have the ability to not do that. So it was awesome. All right. You ready for a bit of good news? It's probably good news, I should say. I don't want to oversell it. But we've been worried about many things, and there are still many things to worry about. I'm not about to tell you that all those things are going to go away when I drop this good news in your lap. But good news has been hard to come by, and so whenever you hear some, we want to talk about it. So let's talk about it. Next.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Now let's talk about something that is probably good. I think it's good, potentially good, whatever. And then we'll get to some emails and we'll make fun of Dome and we have all kinds of stuff we want to get to, but this is good. Headline: Trump, this is from MedState, Trump, DeSantis meet to strategize on presidential campaign efforts for 2024. Now, let's dig into this because I can already hear everybody yelling right now. Well, I take that back. The hardcores are yelling right now about this. What hardcores? Whose? Well, both sets. The Trump hardcores and the DeSantis hardcores. The Trump hardcores. Maybe that's you. Live and die Trump. That's fine. You hear that and you think, we don't need that guy. Anyone of the stupid? We don't need DeSantis. We don't need his types out there. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Donald Trump is the Republican nominee for president. He needs to coalition build. There is very clearly a rift between these two camps. That's why Trump has still been dunking on him from stage. That rift needs to be healed. Do not, I cannot stress this enough, do not fall in love with poll numbers in April that make it look like Trump is going to beat Joe Biden. They're everywhere you see right now. Trump's up in every swing state. Okay, that's good. It's better than being down. This election is going to be razor thin. Razor thin. Even if you love Donald Trump, you think he is the second coming, and even if you hate Ron DeSantis, disloyal, DeSantis, I don't give a crap, whatever it is, even if those two things are true of you, every little bit counts. every dollar he can take in, every volunteer he can move over, every donor on the donor list, every potential wound that can be healed there between the Trump camps and DeSantis camps. I don't care how much you love Trump or hate DeSantis. That's good for the DeSantis hardcores. Let's talk to you. I understand. I understand all the axes you have to grind with Trump. I understand many in the DeSantis camp, and maybe this is you, hate him and will never vote for him again, whether it's the vaccine pushing or whatever the case may be. And I'm not trying to talk you out of that. I'm not. Again, I don't care how you vote. However, if you have any hopes at all of Ron DeSantis one day becoming president, and I am assuming you do because you're Ron DeSantis hardcore, if Donald Trump isn't going to be DeSantis' best friend, and very clearly he's not going to be, you at least don't want, you can't afford, I should say, you cannot afford to have Trump as your mortal enemy if you're Ron DeSantis and you want him to be president. You cannot afford it. He would end your presidential dreams. Do you know why Vivek did what he did in the primary? It was masterful. We actually haven't talked about it much. You know why he did what he did? He ran hard, hard right. He attacked DeSantis without end. He refused to attack Trump. He backs out, endorses Trump. Trump was on stage complimenting him. Now, let me ask you. I'll give you a couple seconds. What did Vivek do? Set aside your love or hatred for everybody. I don't care. But what did he do? What did he do? He set himself up perfectly to be the next Trump guy. He kissed enough butt. He attacked the guy Trump needed to defeat in the primary. He did it so well. He ended up with Trump's blessing on stage, setting himself up perfectly, whether Trump wins or loses in 2024, to be the next guy. And if you're a Ron DeSantis lover and you want Ron DeSantis to be president of the United States of America one day, you at least can't have Trump as your mortal enemy. And once again, let me remind all of you, I don't give a crap if any of this offends you. I'm a Trump. I just said, stop. I don't care. We're talking reality. Love and hatred make you stupid. Set them aside for a couple minutes. Love and hatred make you stupid. So if Donald Trump, apparently this meeting came at the behest of the DeSantis campaign. It was a discussion on how they could work together during the general election. Apparently DeSantis not only wants to help Trump, he wants to help down ballot candidates. Remember, there are a lot more than the presidential race at stake in November. And if Trump wins, how the other races go will go a long way to determining if he can accomplish anything at all in the 4 years he has left. So if those two sat down for a meeting, and I don't know how the meeting went. They might have threw poop at each other for all I know. I don't know. But I think we would have heard if it went poorly. Those two sitting down for a meeting, even if they don't agree that they're best friends and lovers now, which
why are you gay?
Even if they just agree to bury the hatchet a little. Hey, I won't attack you. You don't attack me. Let's agree. We don't love each other, but we're going to help each other out. Let's have a professional relationship between now and the rest of the year. It's a good thing. Whether you're a Trump hardcore or a DeSantis hardcore, it's a good thing. Believe me, this is something positive. So put a smile on your face. All right. We're moving on. Because I promised emails, and I haven't gotten to any of the emails yet. Before I get to that, let's get to this. Let's talk about putting our money where our morals are. Everywhere you look now, there's more crap. Everywhere. You can't buy a beer. You can't buy a bed. You can't go car shopping without patronizing some company that does ESG, DEI. Make sure you put your pronouns in your email. Or you could switch to Pure Talk, the patriotic company, the company whose CEO is a veteran, fought for this country. How much do they love America at Pure Talk? Well, they hire Americans to work in customer service. based in America. I mean, American citizens who speak English. So when you talk to them, you can understand them and they can understand you. It's not beep, 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 click, click. I can't hear you. No more of that. At Pure Talk, you will save money, get the same service, and deal with Americans. Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered.
You can build internal resources. That's what the study of psychology is about, building internal resources.
Turning towards is one of the most important elements of successful relationships, no matter what kind of relationship it is.
The thing that underpins all of this productivity stuff is finding a way to make the journey itself enjoyable. The journey is the destination.
The beauty of uncertainty is infinite possibility. When you don't know what's next, you don't know what's next. And thus, anything can be next.
Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On a summer night in Paris, American artist Lee Krasner is drifting off to sleep when the phone rings. On the line, news that her husband, Jackson, is dead. Jackson, as in the painter Jackson Pollock. He might, to this day, be the most mythologized figure in American art. But how much of the story that we've been told about him is just that? A myth. On Death of an Artist, Season 2, Krasner and Pollock, the story about how the art world changed forever. And the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting. Just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. I've been a journalist for 2 decades, writing cover stories for Business Week, Fortune, and Wired. And now, every Monday, I bring you conversations with people who are thinking deeply about work and where it fits into our lives. Like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella on growth mindsets.
The learn-it-all does better than the know-it-all.
Or MacArthur Genius winner Angela Duckworth on talent versus grit.
Your long-term effort and your long-term commitment are surprisingly important.
Each episode delivers pragmatic advice for right now. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. What do you mean? How do I not know? Okay, in case you're just now joining us. Well, actually, we were talking about it during the break, so everyone's just now joining this conversation. Me and Jewish producer Chris were talking during the break. We had some major thunderstorm come through here last night. Everything's fine. Everyone's fine, but it was really loud, apparently. Apparently, there was thunder and all this other stuff, and Chris said he slept through it, and I said I didn't know if I slept through it. And you keep asking me, how didn't I know? Do you not? Am I alone in this? I will wake up and I'll do things. Now, I'm not talking about a sleepwalking here. I don't wake up and go repave the driveway and not remember, but I'll wake up and cough or wake up and get a drink of water or wake up and roll over and won't remember. That's how people sleep. I won't know till the wife tells me the next day. Hey, do you remember this and that? That doesn't happen to you? Michael, does that happen to you?
Okay, it happens to Michael. Chris, you made me feel like a weirdo. You're the weirdo. Do you fully wake up every time you have to fart in the middle of the night? You'll remember when you're sleep talking? Chris, you understand that you have problems, right? We need to get you checked out. No, but that's why they call it sleep talking. Chris, sleep talking. I had a buddy, be happy you're not a sleepwalker. I had a buddy who was a sleepwalker on my life. Woke up one night. I was in the Marines with him. We were in a hotel. I forget where we were out of town. I woke up one night. He was standing right there at the closet in the hotel, peeing in the closet. And stone sober, you know, after that, we were doing some kind of event. And I wake up and I didn't know he was a sleepwalker. He'd never told me at the time. He probably had to hit it because there were rules against that back then. Now they'd probably take anyone so daggone desperate. We'll get to that in a while. Anyway, but he'd hit it at the time. I woke up and I started yelling. I'm like, dude, really? You couldn't walk to the bathroom? What, Chris? If you're a loud snorer or sleepwalker, what do they do? Man, I don't want to speak to the rules because they change all the time. And they were, look, it was a big deal back then for obvious reasons. If you were a sleepwalker for, it would depend on your profession. For instance, SOG guys. In fact, we just did a Medal of Honor a little while ago about Vietnam. And I've told you about SOG before. S-O-G. If you've never heard of the SOG guys or done any reading on it, they're so sick. All right. Stop. We're officially driving the show off the rails. So I'm talking SOG for a minute. I can't help it. Okay. So here was the deal. You know about the Ho Chi Minh Trail because we've talked about it before. Again, it was not one trail. It was many different roads and trails. It was the way they got men and weapons and supplies from North Vietnam into South Vietnam to keep the war effort going. How do you move the supplies? And most of it was done outside of Vietnam for obvious reasons. It would go through Laos or it would go through Cambodia. We were always trying to attack that, trying to blow up their logistics. Remember, amateurs study tactics, professionals study logistics, as the old saying goes. You prevent the guys from eating. You prevent them from getting ammunition. A starving guy who can't shoot you is not very dangerous. I don't care how tough he is. Right? So that was the idea. Well, they come up with this covert program. SOG, S-O-G, stands for Studies and Observation Group. What a benign sounding label, right? Sounds like a bunch of nerds going up there with pocket protectors and notebooks writing things down. And that was done on purpose. Because what the group was, is it was all the super ninja types. The spooks were involved. CIA was involved. SEALs were involved. It was heavily a Green Beret, a special forces, a Green Beret operation. And it was all volunteer. You didn't become a Green Beret and they made you. You had to volunteer for it. It was insanely dangerous. They died in droves. And what they would do, they would insert themselves in various areas in Laos and whatnot by the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Find enemy troop formations, find enemy supplies, call in airstrikes. Airstrikes come in, blow up the enemy stuff. That was SOG, right? That was study and observation group. Chris, we were talking about sleeping and whatnot. So it was crazy dangerous. You weren't next to a base. You were naked out there. And the guys, man, if you want a great book on this, quick pause. We Few is the name of the book. It is not for children, kids, not for children. And the guy wrote a sequel called Whispers in the Tall Grass. Those two books, his name's Brockhausen, Nick Brockhausen, I think is his name. Incredible books that'll get you started, not for children. Do not email me and ask me the name of the books. Do not send me a message and ask me the name of the books. Every show is podcasted and podcasted for free on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. If you'd like the name of those books, go download the podcast. All right? All right. Anyway, but they were talking about what those guys would go through. You are the definition of behind enemy lines. You are exposed. And one of the things that was of great concern was snoring. They had situations, you'll read about them in the books. They had situations where they were sleeping, and an enemy doesn't know they're there. Remember, you're in the jungle. He's a foot away from you. You wake up and he's standing there. You can't have a snorer. You either would get kicked out or they'd tape your mouth shut. You had to tape your mouth shut. Lots of the snorers, yeah, Chris is laughing, but it was true. Lots of the snorers did not sleep. Those guys that go out in the field for 2 or 3 days, you simply didn't get the option. You did not have an option to snore. It was not an option. Remember, there are stories. We'll move on to emails and back to politics here in a minute. I can't help it. But there are stories, and this is common in warfare. We just know about it because some people wrote about it. It's not unheard of to kill one of your own men if it's at night and he's either lost his mind and he's screaming and giving away your position, or if he's wounded badly and can't seem to stifle it. I know this is an awful, awful subject. I know it's dark, but just, hey, we're dealing with reality here. Not your mommy's show, it's your daddy's show. You can read about these stories in World War II. Some guy, especially in the Pacific, some guy, he's just been through hell and his mind breaks. Mine's just broke all the time. And he starts ranting and raving. You have to get him quieted down or you got to kill him. Can't kill everybody. Everyone can't die because he lost his mind. And I know it's horrible, but that's what men have gone through for this country. Keep that in mind. That's what men have gone through for this country. All right, let's get to emails. Now that we had that uplifting thing, let's get to emails. Hey, Jesse, I'm listening to your show on iHeart. I heard your show about prison. I listened to you for the past 3 years from a prison yard. So I had to be from 9 to 12. I had to be on from 9 to 12 religiously. I wanted to thank you for all you do. I ordered the Anti-Communist Manifesto. And anyway, he said he got it and he loved it. And I just wanted you to know we support you in prison as well. And his name is Wayne. Wayne, you know I appreciate you guys very much, man. Appreciate you getting out, putting yourself back together again. Friggin' rooting for you. I love that, man. When my husband and I watch a show, he won't hush so I can just listen. So I can just watch and listen. He has to mansplain everything you say to me. How do I get him to stop? We're married 37 years. Keep up the good work. Well, listen, allow me to explain this to you because clearly you're confused. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to mansplain it to you. Look, he understands that this show has something that may keep you, his wife, from being able to fully appreciate it. That there's an ingredient on this show that can make life difficult if you're a woman listening. It's all the testosterone here on the show. You see, because I take a male vitality stack from Chalk every single day, and I've been taking a male vitality stack. These are natural herbal supplements, by the way, not pills. Because I've been taking this for 3 years now, the testosterone levels on the show they're so high. They've reached such an insane level that sometimes I worry if women can even hear the sound of my voice anymore. And that's because of Chalk. So, ladies, if you're listening sometimes and it seems like the radio went dead, don't think that Chris screwed up the podcast or something like that. Maybe the T levels just reached such a pitch that female ears can't hear it. Gentlemen, would you like that in your own life? CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Go get a subscription. Why? Because then you save money. Don't pay full price for anything when you can save money. Take it for 90 days, 20% increase in your T levels. Tell me how you feel after 90 days. You won't have to take my word for it. You'll know. You'll know. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Speaking of subscriptions, why a subscription model? Let's talk about the military and that. Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. And before we get to the subscription model in the military, let's talk about Dome and her laugh and how misogynistic
it
is.
My staff, for example, sometimes they'll show me little things that just amuse me. Like, apparently, some people love to talk about the way I laugh.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I love your laugh.
Guess she's complaining that it's misogynistic. And Dome, it's not that you laugh. See, this is the problem for politicians today in this day and age, in this era, We can see you all the time. You know that, right? You're always putting out videos. You're always on camera. And people, as a massive group, people are dumb. Everyone knows that. Wisdom of crowds, that kind of thing. But individual people are not dumb. When you laugh nervously all the time after making sometimes things that aren't even jokes, I'm Kamala Harris, and I'm not from here. What it shows, Dome, is that you lack confidence. And remember that talk we were having earlier? We were talking about that first lieutenant. We did Medal of Honor Monday and all that. Part of leadership, a huge part of leadership, is confidence. And you know what? We'll use this example. You ever seen the movie U-571? You ever see that movie? Great movie. Chris, you never seen it? Never mind. It's not a comedy. It's a World War II movie, fictional movie, but it's about World War II submarines, all these things. And some guy ends up being the captain of a submarine when he wasn't supposed to be. It doesn't matter the details of it. And he's gathering his men around, and his men are all, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do, sir? And he looks at him. He's just having this very honest, earnest moment. And he's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know what to do here. I'm going to figure it out. And he gets yanked aside after that meeting by his senior grizzled guy who's been on a submarine for 8,000 years, that kind of a thing. And the dude basically dresses him down and says, don't you ever say that again to your men. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. These men need you to know. So you, the captain, you always know. Whether or not you actually know is unimportant. To them, in front of them, you always know. Dome, you're the Vice President of the United States of America. There's a reasonable chance that you are the President of the United States of America before the election. I'm not saying there's a good chance, and I don't want anything to happen to Joe Biden, but come on, you see, it's bad. If Joe Biden wins in 2024, God forbid, but if Joe Biden wins in 2024, there's, look, it goes from reasonable chance to what, 90%? You tell me Joe Biden's making it another 4 years, not a chance. I don't care how focused
but he is. My focus is, just stay focused.
Have you seen his jaw lately when he talks? When he's listening to somebody, he's now got that dementia look where his jaw hangs open. Looks like it's as heavy as 10 boxes.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
Joe Biden's not going to make another 4 years. Kamala Harris, as much as we love making fun of Dome, there's a good chance she's going to be the president. We can't have a president who's so unsure of herself that she laughs uncomfortably after every single statement. Honestly, we put together this montage and we play it a lot, but just listen. It's really bad. All right. I tease this. Let's talk about this really quickly. Why do companies want you to subscribe? You know, forget about companies. Let's point fingers at me. Let's make this all about me. Why do I tell you that the podcast is available on iHeart and Spotify and iTunes? And I tell you what, on iTunes, what do I tell you to do? Every now and then, if I think of it, I tell you to subscribe. Well, why subscribe? Well, I want you to listen every day. I want you to stay here. That's what anyone wants who has a radio show. It doesn't make me unique or a podcast, whatever you have. But I want you to stay here. And if you hit subscribe on, let's say, iTunes, then what happens is the show downloads automatically onto your phone. So maybe tomorrow, if you've subscribed, you're getting in your car, you're making dinner for the kids, you pull up your phone and, oh, look at that notification, a brand new Jesse Kelly show. That's right. I remember. I want to listen to that today. It helps keep you here. I'm trying to keep you here, and I'm trying to create an extra step for you to keep you from leaving. Once you hit subscribe on iTunes, like I'm just telling you how it is, you know all this already. Once you hit subscribe on iTunes, you're going to get the Jesse Kelly Show. And you're going to get it every day. And you're going to get all 3 hours. And you're going to get it whether you like it or not. And you're going to get it until you go and click unsubscribe. You have to do something to stop getting it. Me, as someone who does this for a living now, I want you to keep getting it. So you come up with the subscription model. Now, the United States military. I'm looking at, Michael printed this out for me. It was just a bunch of headlines. The top of whatever internet search it was, this is the top three headlines. The U.S. Army is slashing thousands of posts in a major revamp to prepare for the future. The military recruiting outlook is grim indeed. Loss of public confidence. Another headline. Army plans major changes to recruiting after falling short of the 2023 goals. I could go down this list over. Honestly, I printed three. It could have been 300. The articles that have been written. We're not making it. We're not making it. We're not making it. We're not making the goals. We're not making the goals. They're now doing something I has never really happened in my lifetime. They're eliminating a significant number of posts because they flat out can't find anyone to fill the position. These people never reduce the number of posts because that involves a reduction of budget and things like that. So that tells you how desperate they are. The warm bodies aren't there. But why aren't the warm bodies there? And what in the world does any of this have to do with you subscribing to the show or a subscription model to a business or any of that? I will connect those dots next.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.